Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. Welcome to the crazy, totally unlawful, unconstitutional Democrats and rhinos today. I just can't make this stuff up anymore. It's just unbelievable. I did hear, finally, Rush Limbaugh identify correctly what this inquiry is that Pelosi and Schiff and those idiots, they're not idiots, they're treasonous actors. What they're doing. You know what the word is? It's called an inquisition. An inquisition is where I bring you in. I get to ask all the questions. And I make up the rules of fact and law. And if I don't like your answers, I then can do what? We can do the same thing that what they do. They work together with what's called a star chamber out of England. This is how the books and records works for the IRS. The unconstitutional taxation of federal citizenship. Federal citizenship. That nasty word, federal, was not a bad word a long time ago. It is now. We have the federal common law. We have federal citizens. We have federal district courts. And do you know what? There's none of them arising under the Constitution of the United States through the Amendments 1 through 12. No, they don't exist. They have taken the word federal and transposed everything. And what's even crazier, or even not crazier, but what's important is that I can prove it now. But what is crazy, that this has been going on basically since, actually before the Civil War, but with the Civil Rights Act of 1866, 14 Stat 27, where all citizens of the United States shall have the same rights as white citizens. They have civil rights, you have no political rights. Well, who's going to do the political rights? Congress. Because when you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, a quote, federal citizen, you are under the absolute plenary power of Congress. Can we prove this? Oh, yeah. I have 110 cases from the Department of Justice in complaints that are deemed to be true. And nobody's ever objected to it to date, other than me, people that I'm doing research for. We're it. What do they claim? United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That statement alone should, if people really understood the significance of what that means. I thought we the people established from the colonies, the United States of America, the Articles of Confederation, I thought we, the people, did a constitution for the United States of America, establishing a government of the United States. Not a country, a government of the United States. Comprised of two things, the people, citizens of the several states, and the several states. That was the way our republic was set up. They have been working diligently since actually before the Civil War. I got to get the book where they started changing the seal of the flag of the United States, or on the seal of the United States, took out 13 arrows and put in six. I got to find that book or find out where it is and get enough money to buy it again so I can get all the documentation on it again. That was a wake-up call. We should. They're telling us what they're doing. After the Civil War, they call it the Reconstruction Acts. They were right. They were reconstructing our government. And I've got the Supreme Court cases where we, the people, the citizens of the several states, we were the sovereigns. We did a limited delegation of power to the government of the United States, to which we owe allegiance to the United States, but we're not a citizen of the United States. They flipped everything upside down. They flipped everything upside down, and I've got court cases where they actually admitted it. And they admit that there technically is no such thing as a citizen of the United States out here in the hinterlands. Us. They admit it. This is as crazy as what's going on with Pelosi and Schiff. That is an inquisition. How do you defend yourself with an inquisition? You can't subpoena anybody. You can't ask questions of anybody. They bring people in secret, behind closed doors if they want. And they're putting this forward as there is an impeachment process going on. Like I say, finally I heard on Rush Limbaugh, it is an inquisition. And they use it in conjunction. And that's what we have today in all these courts. If you really understand it, if you look at it, if you know what you're looking for, because they are extremely, really clever at hiding what they're doing. And what is a star chamber? The cruel trilemma was what came out of England, the Magna Carta that the English fought and blood was spilled over to expose and stop the old star chambers. Well, guess what? They're alive and well in America, federal and state. What is it? It's called the cruel trilemma. Three parts to it, three elements. We must get you to incriminate yourself. Now, I just witnessed one of these. I just got the transcript back. I'll be posting this. I've got to post what's going on in the Federal Court of Claims for Moonies, too. I haven't got that down. I've been doing research and other stuff. But they took Richard Rappert in Minnesota into an inquisition. I looked up all the stuff. They have an order that is false. It said that Richard had stole gold. He was found guilty, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt. There was $190,000 of retribution supposed to be paid. They did a hearing on it, and they couldn't even prove they had any gold or bought anything by the lower level of preponderance of evidence. So if there was no gold stolen, you would think there would be no crime, huh? Seems pretty simple to me. He went into the hearing, and I put this stuff in, and they also had this order that he was still alive, as though the hearing had never happened. And they had a probation officer sign it as true and correct under the penalties of perjury, and she didn't want to talk about it. But she's putting this in to violate his parole, to try to put him in jail for 13 months, and to make him take a psychological evaluation. What they don't do for stealing in Minnesota, except in certain cases, like Rappert, to get even. And the judge says, well, I looked at it. I'm not going to. That's it. He's not interested in the facts of the law. And they set him up. And in this, he said, you will admit that the order said that. Well, of course we know the order said that, but the order is not valid. They're not going to go there. Just because I got a piece of paper that says it, and they go chime in, well, let's see, he owes 193 or 990,000, whatever the number is, and the attorney, yeah, I think so, he's chiming in, and they're all playing stupid. And then they read off out of the code the parts for what's supposed to happen in a, I'll have to look it up here, probation violation hearing thing. And they're reading it off, and they're setting Richard up. And they said, you will answer. And if they hadn't, they took him to jail that day and threw the book at him. So what do you do? The way they do it in a cruel trilemma, you will submit and admit to the answers that they want. That's the first element. It's called self-incrimination. You will give me the answers that I want. And you will do it under the penalties of perjury. There was only one person sworn in that whole day, and that was Richard. So where is the evidence, which it says in this Minnesota statute that says there's got to be evidence and you can call witnesses? Oh, we just run that through that and got Richard to agree to it, because if he didn't, he was going to jail. And he hadn't even read it before. How would he know? This is like the first time you've ever heard any of this. How do you analyze all when you're under stress and under oath, knowing that they're going to put you in jail? And then they even had the audacity in the transcript to say, well, you think we got enough on the record? This is what's going on in courts all across the United States, but people just don't know it. They don't understand it. The second, this case, so we have the first part is self-incrimination, which they got. They got it, Richard, under the penalties of perjury, and then they hold over your head contempt of court or jail or even taking your property. That's the three elements of a cruel trilemma of a star chamber. And an inquisition, they use that in conjunction. They did that with, that's what all books and records in the Supreme Court even says there's inquisitions. How can you imagine in our country we have an inquisition? John Thornton went to books and records. They won't answer the question, but he has to be under oath. They won't answer any questions. And then they bring that back in. This is the way the con works on books and records. We got that out of the magistrate's order, which I'd never seen in the magistrate's order. We got the attorney for the United States, the United States of America, to admit it. How they do these reduced to judgments, how they do these books and records, how you lose, and you don't even know it. Because we're babes in the woods to the con. They will always have a declaration in with it of an IRS guy that got no authority to do anything, but he makes a declaration. They will use a public record, known as a federal tax lien or something. And then if you do not, by affidavit, oppose each and every thing that IRS guy that's got no authority in a court that is United States District Courts, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, where the judge represents that court, they say so, the judge represents the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. I got it in the cases. They admit it. Now, this is what you're up against. And if you do not, by affidavit, oppose everything initially, you've lost the game. What they do then, they will play along for a while, and they'll just, well, let's string this out, because we don't want to let the people know exactly where we're doing the con. So they'll play it along for a little while, and you'll do motions back and forth, and maybe they'll have a pre-conference hearing. Next thing you know, here comes a summary judgment. And they violate those, because they will put in a motion to dismiss, and they will put in new evidence. Well, this makes it go to a summary judgment. You have to oppose everything in that summary judgment by affidavit. That doesn't do any good, because you've already lost. And what you will find on most of these, there's not even one iota, not one microsecond of sworn testimony in open court on reduced to judgments or books and records. Almost never. And if they do, it's you. Where's the other side? Oh, you don't get to, they don't, we can't bring them in here. That's the con. That's why a person needs to understand that you are not a citizen of the United States, which in Mooney's case, we brought out a standing. The United States showed up in this case of Mooney's, where they took his house, foreclosure, unlawfully and illegally, went to the Federal Court of Claims, lost because the judge kept this standing for 13 days in her office. She didn't know what to do with it. Nobody's ever done this. Why? Because we don't know how to fight. We don't, unless you have Westlaw, you have no chance. By the way, if anybody is looking for a Westlaw seat, I know of a Westlaw that could be had. And if you email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, I'll put you in touch with somebody that has a Westlaw seat. It's available for, I think, about 10 months yet. Might be able to get it on a month by month. And if anybody that wants to get a Westlaw seat, in 15 minutes, I can tell you how to use it. How about that? I can tell you how to get the stuff out of Westlaw. If you're fighting some sort of a case and you want to have access to what's really going on, I can tell you how to search for it. I can't tell you how to read it all, but I can give you the how to use Westlaw and keep it simple. IRS@alaskaminuteman.com. I have a list, by the way, for 250 postal money order or preferably Walmart. And you get documents from me that I've real, it's got real cases. They really exist. Yeah, we won a foreclosure for 3 months. We've won books and records. Real cases. You can check it out. And we're going to be going into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals probably by the next month. And sometime either this month or next, we'll be going into the Supreme Court of the United States into individual justice. Because I'm going to get to the amazing part. How could I state? Do you know? Oh, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Well, we're back. And I was trying to find this, but I didn't. Can't find my, put my hands on it right now. But anyway, how can this be? How can I make a statement? There is not one public officer of any of the several states in office today. They don't exist. That seems, can't make, can I prove it? Oh, yeah. There's not one public officer. There's not one constitutional court in any of the several states. Now, that's a pretty good mouthful. That should scare people to death. Where's the source problem? You can't fill what's called an office. That's where one man does somebody else's business. The word definition of office out of the common law. Without your permission. And that's why it's so important to have a constitution with the three branches of government and have that person that fills that, quote, office. He has discretion. They have to be put out, itemized out generally with this person that fills an office. He'll either be a public officer of one of the several states or an officer, an inferior officer of the United States. He gets there by how? Certificate of election by qualified electors or by a civil commission by somebody authorized and empowered to issue what's called a civil commission. There are none in Alaska. They can't get 41 words right. We have elections by citizens of the United States, which has no elective franchise and no right of suffrage. All federal elections, same way. And one of the, and I brief, just amazing. If you haven't seen it, I would ask for it. I can say anything, if anything I talk about, if you remind me what it is, I will send it to you. You don't have to be a member of the list. But one of the, I think it was South Carolina, said that your elections are in violation of the 10th Amendment. Well, what's the 10th Amendment? I thought it was, it seemed to have a lot of good strength for a long time. What did it say? What did the 10th Amendment say? 10th Amendment. Let me read it. 10th Amendment, it says, and I quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. The is an article, means there's only one Constitution, and it says United States, nor prohibited by it, by the states, are reserved to who? The states, respectively, or to the people. So if we didn't give it to you, if the several states don't have it, and we the people don't have it, or didn't give it to you, you don't got it. You can't do it. That's like thou shalt, what's wrong with infringed? What's wrong with this? How did they get around this? It says shall not be infringed. It's like the Second Amendment, the right to people to keep and bear arms. How did they get around it? Because they created a federal citizenship, 14 stat, 27. You can find it today in the code. If you've got a computer and you're listening on it, just got a computer or if anything, just look up 42 USC 1981 and 1982. Just so. We're going to have citizens of the United States have the same rights as white citizens. You think that might be what would actually truly be racist? You think? What was the con? You see, they did that for the Negroes. But the Negroes was really a means to start the overthrow of our republic. That wasn't what the whole Civil War was about. It was about states' rights. I mean, slavery, absolutely. Nobody should be a slave. White people don't even know it. There were white slaves before there were black slaves in this country.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back. I couldn't believe some of the stuff that I just keep finding this out. It's just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it shocks the conscience. They did the Civil War thing. They reconstructed our republic. Why would they need to reconstruct it? Because you see what the Civil Rights Act of 14 Stat 27 did, same rights as white citizens, it's the first Civil Rights Act. What happened to the political rights? It did the 14th Amendment, which is, there's two sides to it. The constitutional side's there, if you know how to read it, and so's the con. And then in 1870, they said, oh, you don't want all your black folk? We can naturalize you. You will have political rights. But we didn't know that back 4 years ago. Isn't it amazing how Congress had an epiphany after they get the 14th Amendment passed? These people in Congress, there's a whole bunch of them that are committing acts of treason. They are actually working to overthrow the laws of the United States. And they are participating in the violence that's coming after us because of that's called treason. So they did this. Federal citizenship. Federal district courts. Well, we got this case, and I've been wanting to get into the United States Federal Court of Claims. But we got the first case in, and I itemized out the overthrow all the way from the Madisonian Compromise, which is where they were going to have the Madison, they wanted to have the several states do the go straight to the Supreme Court and not have a federal Article 3 section. So they put that in. That was in, that's the purpose for Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, tribunals. And they say them constitute tribunals. Constitute. Constitute is not the same as establish and ordain. Constitute is, well, we made it up. We can take it away tomorrow. Established or ordained is a permanent thing. The Constitution of the United States, they established and ordained. The courts under Article 3 are established and ordained. They usually just the problem with the Constitution of the United States, it is so precisely written. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how to read. Which I'm learning every day. Got to read everything. They will. You can leave out one word and change the whole thing. Let me give you an example. What does the Constitution say about the House of Representatives? It's right in the Constitution. We're not going to teach this. I found it in a case because I hadn't picked up on it. Article 1, Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members now, that's individual people, chosen every second year by the who? People of the several states. People of the several states. That's still there. So technically, all of the House of Representatives, if the person knew what was going on and you ran as a citizen of Texas or a citizen whatever, and you put that in a public record, you would win. They're going to have to fight like hell, and they're not going to want to go there. But why is that important? People of the several states. Didn't say states, just several. Several is independent, sovereign countries with their own constitutions and their own laws. Did they follow through on the 17th Amendment? You see, they got everybody hornswoggled into thinking they're a citizen of the United States. There's people who fight you on that. I went to meetings up here in Alaska. There's people that they get pissed. They don't have any idea what they're fighting about. They're like these idiots out there that are against Trump. They don't have a clue. They don't have any facts, no knowledge, but they're full of anger. These people, these Democrats, fill these people full of anger and lies, and they believe it. Why was that important? Because you can see it in the 17th Amendment. You know what happens? It says here, they're talking about the two senators of each state shall be elected by the people. The electors of each state. What happened to the several states? People of the several states. Oh, we left that out. We don't need that word several. We just left that word out. It's just one little damn word. Who's going to know? Nobody's going to pick up on it. Are we? No. So we left out the people of the several states. We've just got the people of the state now, electors of each state. Why would we do that? Why would they do that? And what can we prove? Because several states can't be defined. That's already, everybody knows what it is. They can't redefine it. But if you leave off the word several and the word state, then you can define the word state and make it anything you want. And that's what they've done. But why is it? What is it important? Can we prove something that happened in 1913 when they did this? Oh, yeah. This is one of the things, important things of Westlaw, that you can timeline stuff. So I went in and I searched. Before 1913, the United States or United States was the only real party of interest. We had a government of the United States. Wouldn't it make common sense that if you got an IQ above on the plus side, that the real party would be United States? Well, guess what happened in 1913? All of a sudden, we see United States of America show up. So the question is, why would United States, how could United States of America show up in a district court of the United States? It was still a constitutional court then. Well, guess what? The Constitution of the United States has two parties. The several states, and we the people. And if we the people have been conned into being a citizen of the United States, we have no standing. Standing is an important issue. It means, are you party to the Constitution? And if the several states no longer have standing, they're elected by the citizens of the United States, which have no elective franchise, no right of suffrage. Supreme Court says so. They have a right to vote. Means they can show up at the front door and nobody can keep you from going inside. But you have no power. You're not a qualified elector. You have no rights of suffrage and no rights of the elective franchise. You're not entitled inside to fill out any ballot. They've ruled that. They just don't tell you that. They want to kill us the right to vote. Okay, so we show up and we don't have any white supremacists or black supremacists or whatever the frickin' hell the flavor of the day is out there, Muslims or whatever, trying to keep you from going inside. Or Antifa today, there's all these crazy idiots that have no facts. We're like zombies. No facts. I like what Ayn Rand said, wrote Atlas Shrugged. They did three movies on that, and they should have gotten much more. They were really great, showing what happens to a republic. But she wrote, she had a lot of, she was a smart woman. And one of them is a saying that she had, those that deny reason cannot be defeated by it. If they deny the facts and the truth, you're not going to win it. It's weeding up a tree. It's wasting your time. These people will not look at the facts. They have no interest in the truth. I heard Rush Limbaugh talk about what they do is they get them angry. The reason why you're having this trouble, you're angry, is because of Trump. So they get you, he's the reason why you have all these problems. So they get you angry, so you direct your angry at Trump and you don't get the facts. And you even forget that you're living in a damn squalor in a ghetto or whatever. You're being screwed because you're angry. I want to get even with Trump. What's your facts? Why did he do? Oh, I don't know. That's irrelevant. Or we have this inquisition that's going on. Like I say, Trump or Rush Limbaugh finally used it. Maybe it'll get picked up. It's an inquisition. Would you like to be found guilty of something where you can't subpoena anybody? You can't cross-examine their witnesses for truth. You can't even find out who in hell they are. That should shock most people. But they can't even articulate it because they don't know. How would they know? We're not taught this stuff. I know I wasn't. I was paying attention. That was back in the 50s. Of course, I went to a one-room schoolhouse, but we're not taught any of this. So what happened? So we did around. We have this change in the 17th Amendment, so we have no parties to the Constitution of the United States. It is not the U.S. Constitution. It is not the United States Constitution, which is called the compounding of nouns, uses adjective describing a Constitution. Its proper name is Constitution of the United States. And if you're going to do any legal stuff, if you're going to start getting enlightened, you have to be aware that they will, all of these court cases, I can't say all, but most of them, and these statutes, they will have some, not all the statutes, of course, but at least the court cases, a lot of the more important ones, they will have two sides. They will have the lie, the con, and they will have the constitutional side in there. That's what makes them very difficult to discern what's going on. Just like in the Mooney's case that went to the federal Court of Claims. Dismissed. They couldn't deal with the standing. They didn't know what to do. I got more. It's not going away. So they dismissed it on, you can't take it from a federal circuit court, federal district court, which is not defined, a federal district court to the Court of Claims. And they cite the case. Well, you go in and look at the case, and they're talking about federal district courts. But then you read a little farther down, and it says, oh, by the way, you can't go from an Article 3 court to an Article 1 court. Which is true. Because an Article 3 court is where you use the rules of common law, statutory law if there's a law, or if there's not, you use equity to make it fair. The judge has to be independent. He has to be an officer of the United States. He's there for a full term of good behavior. Lifetime appointment. But he's independent. And he uses laws of the United States, which is in Article 6. He doesn't use federal law. He uses laws of the United States. And more importantly, let me bring up here also, which I just found out. They just keep finding this stuff out. You go into... let's see here. 28 USC section 451, definitions. I always want to use definitions. The only way you can expose these lying pieces of garbage, excrement of the worst degree, is use definitions. Because what is a definition? Plain English doesn't work. They redefine what you think you know. That's not so. With the exclusive, they use the term, they'll say this term, and then they will say means, and they'll put it in quotation marks. So you have to learn, when you're writing briefs, to put the good stuff in quotation marks. Just like due process, or due process of law. Normally, you will see these, even these attorneys, because they've been trained so much that a lot of them don't know, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, how would I know? But is there a difference between due process and due process of law? Absolutely. Due process is the 14th Amendment administrative nonsense. Due process of law means law of the land. You can't have due process of law and law of the land unless you are a citizen of one of the several states, domiciled in one of the several states, going into a court of the United States, which I'm going to get to in a minute. So you have to put due process of law in quotation marks. So they can't modify it. And you will see them use this con when they talk about Article 3, which is judicial power of the United States. Sometimes they will have judicial power in quotation marks of the United States. What's that? Well, that means all of the administrative stuff included. But if you say judicial power of the United States, exercising the judicial power of the United States, and you put that all in quotation marks, they're locked into Article 3. They can't. They have nowhere to go. They have to learn to do this. That's what I've learned by watching them. I read their stuff and see how they talk out of both sides of their mouth in the same freaking damn court case. So this was like in the Moonies. They use federal district court. You can't go from federal district court to that court of the federal claims. But it says you can't go from Article 3 to Article 1. But guess what? They did in 1982 make the federal court of claims an Article 1 court. They said so. But is the United States district court an Article 3 court? No. We have a case in, I say we, if the ones that I've done research in Alaska, which I've got to get back and finish, got to go knock this little judge down yet. She said, Gleason, she used to be a good state judge. I won several decisions out of her. She really pounded on lower judges, but I have permanent tenure. So that makes me Article 3. No, it does not. It does not. What does it take to make an Article 3 judge? A real nice Latin word is called sine qua non. S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. It's like an equal sign. It's like 1 plus 1 equals 2. If you think of it that way. What is an Article 3 judge? Is it somebody that just has permanent tenure? Forever? No. It is somebody that has several things they have to do. It's in the Constitution. And it says establish and ordain in Article 3. Establish and ordain. What a novel idea. And it says in all cases in law and equity, that means they have to use the common law and equity. And it says exercising judicial power of the United States. Well, what's the United States District Court doing? Well, I got permanent tenure. Well, you go to Section 28 U.S.C. 132. And it says exercising the judicial power of a district court. Wait a minute. Exercising the power of a district court? Judicial power? I don't equal judicial power of the United States. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here. And this is not good. I can't make this stuff up. It's just, you got to read so carefully. So we have no elections for any public officers of the several states. We have no elections for any of the, actually for anything. And how do we know that? How can we prove it? Every state has the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 in it that they use. And what do? You got to use the definitions. So you go to 52 USC 20502. 52 USC 20502. Go to definitions. That term, federal office, in quotation mark, has the meaning stated, and they got a section 30101 number 3 of this title. Okay, so they always do that. You always got to go look stuff up. That's why Westlaw is really handy, by the way. But you go down further, number 4, the term state in quotation mark means, quote, it means a state of the United States, state of the United States, state of subservient as part of United States, and the District of Columbia. So each one of the several states today are nothing more than a municipal entity, just like the District of Columbia is, from the definition of state. And this gets crazier yet, which I didn't realize. I looked up the other day. The Electoral College never had the District of Columbia involved in it because they're citizens of the United States. They get 3 Electoral College votes just like Alaska. But in the District of Columbia, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. In Alaska, is a citizen of the United States a qualified elector? No. I have to sign up for it under the penalties of perjury. Well, wait a minute. How come this citizen of the United States is not the same up here as it is in D.C.? It's the conned. I've been conned. Of course, I have a public record of citizen of Alaska. I got to update all that, but I have that in the public record. That really worked well with the IRS. They quit taking 15% out, and then the son of a gun really pissed me off. They got around and didn't renew the lien because I wanted to go after them myself. But that's all right. I'll get to them. So we have federal offices has a meaning. State, so the state of the United States is a municipal entity and the District of Columbia. It says and. They got to be equal. Got to be of something tied together when the definition of the word state. But see, they don't use several states. They can't. Then, that's the insult to injury. You got to go to 30101, Title 52. And that's where they tell you the rest of what they're doing. The term, quote, federal office means the office of the president or vice president. What's missing? They don't say office of the president of the United States or vice president of the United States. It's a lookalike. Or senator or representative. Of what? Don't say. In or a delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. So it's a senator. So in or what? To the Congress. So if you really want to get down to it, there's nobody home, folks. We don't have a constitutionally elected president of the United States. We don't have any constitutionally elected senators of the United States. And we don't have any constitutionally elected representatives of the United States. We don't even have frickin' elections for them. Back in the day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.